Hi, this is Bernie Fratto. Welcome inside the Rebel Minute, a global perspective on the world of Run and Rebel basketball. The great Willy Wonka once said, "We are the makers of music and the dreamers of dreams." Given the non-conference success of the Rebels, I think it's fair to dream about the possibilities that are right in front of this exciting group. Might they win their first ever Mountain West Conference title? Or could they capture the Mountain West Tournament crown, thus earning an automatic bid to the dance? Will they finally upend conference foes Reno and San Diego State? It costs nothing to dream, and the rewards, well, they're potentially spectacular. But remember, just 2 years ago, the Rebels were fresh off huge victories over Indiana and Oregon, two squads who were the Big Ten and Pac-12 champions, respectively. But just 33 days later, they were 0-3 in conference play, and the administration made a coaching change. Okay, I'm not trying to pour cold water on anything, but the road to March Madness will be hard fought, and it will be a grind. There are no guarantees. However, in fairness, if back on November 1st, if a crystal ball would have revealed the Runner Rebels would be 11-2 heading into conference play, we'd have all taken that with a smile on our face. Can this team rise to higher heights? Yes, but they still have to earn it. No one will hand them anything. As Willy Wonka reminds us, we make our dreams come true. Simply wishing it won't happen. But showtime is now here, and I have faith the UNLV Runner Rebels' performance may still yet be music to everyone's ears. So to that, I say, strike up the band. Until then, we'll see you out at the Thomas and Mack. For ESPN 1100, 100.9 FM, I'm Bernie Fratto, and this has been the Rebel Minute.